Good morning. Today is February 1st, 2020, day 21 of Christ the King's 21 days of prayer and fasting. Through these last several weeks of prayer and fasting, we hope that you've felt a deeper connection to Jesus Christ and our abilities to see Jesus clearly. Today's scripture is from John 21, verses 15 through 24. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep." A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind him the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it that to you?" The disciple is the one who testifies to these events and has recorded them here. And we know that his account of things is accurate. Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that was written. Today's reflection. As I read these verses, two things that jump out for me are the gracious and forgiving nature of Jesus and how diligently he pursued Peter. Jesus had risen from the dead, and he made sure that he would spend time with Peter and make it beyond clear that he was forgiven. Think of a time that a friend has sought you out and how special it made you feel. In chapter 18, John shares with us how Peter denied Jesus three times. In Jesus' conversation with Peter in this verse in chapter 21, Peter is being reinstated as one of his disciples. Jesus is commanding Peter to feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. This lets us know how much he is trusting Peter. I think about what Peter did to Jesus by denying him and marvel at the depth of forgiveness that Jesus had for him. It's not just the words of forgiveness, but the act of trusting Peter with these important tasks. These verses convict me to be obedient and ask Jesus to be a part of everything that I do. Only God has the depth of forgiveness and completely erasing of the past. I can hardly believe that my sin is erased in his eyes, that he sees me as wiped clean when I am sinful and so unworthy. I'm so encouraged to see Jesus' character and how he moves among us now with the Holy Spirit. Jesus reaches our hearts with the same level of care, trust, and forgiveness that he gave to Peter. I need to be obedient to extend grace and time to others. Time is such a gift, and by sharing our time, we show people how much we care for them. Who in your life needs grace? Who in your life needs some of your time? Thank you, Jesus, for providing such a beautiful example of love and grace in these passages. Let's pray. Lord, I am in awe of your forgiving and kind nature. Please help us all to be obedient and following the model of your love with everyone we encounter. As we finish these 21 days of prayer and fasting, please help and guide us all to be focused on this new year and to be obedient and listening to your prompting throughout our days, to see you working around us and to join in. Help us to bless others with our time, even the busyness of our days. We love you and want to honor you in all that we do. In your precious Son's name, amen. We hope at Christ the King that you have been blessed by these last 21 days of prayer and fasting. Please continue to pray and fast for the church, to lift up the church, to lift up your families, and to lift up your communities. We thank you for participating, and we hope you've had a blessed day and that you would have a blessed rest of the year. Amen.